This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been on air 28 years, and I grew up, by God's grace, knowing about what was happening in the world. I wish this wasn't true. But we're giving everybody a jump start on what's happened. Believe me, I wish this wasn't true. The depopulation of the planet is now taking place. And if you conservatively look at what's happened, it's going to be devastating. I've had family that's rebelled just because I'm Alex Jones and gone out and gotten the shots. They're now deathly ill. They look like shadows of their former selves. It's painful. But you know what? Not everybody makes it. And my family's not just my family. My family's all of you. So I can save some black person in Africa or some Hispanic person in Mexico or some white person in Poland. I don't care at the end. This is about doing the right thing in front of God. We got Dr. Lee Merritt here, medical doctor, great patriot, exposing all this. TheMedicalRebel.com. How do we beat this? Other angles, other things you're seeing. Where do you see this fight going in closing?
Well, ultimately, we have to take back our world in multiple areas, and it's mostly local. But there are a couple things, I think, that we need to realize how this came about. They used my profession, which I love, medicine and science, to bring this about because they knew that it was hard for people to get their head around it. We have let the propaganda machine tell us year after year, just take your vaccines. We know what we're doing, and it's been safe and effective, blah, blah, blah. And we've been doing it for years. We've been standing in line, and people have been getting their flu shots. They were set up for this, okay? But the only way we – and science means knowledge. But keep in mind, science can also mean there, it's a way of hiding knowledge.
But so it's like you said with Jim Jones, it's Kool-Aid most of the time, and then finally it's cyanide.
Right, exactly. So we have to take back our ability to talk to each other, to take back the language, to know whom, people don't know who to associate with for truth because they've been lied to for so long. And you guys in the independent media, and you particularly for years have been fighting to keep this alive. And that's now maybe we need you to help us do medical shows and things where doctors can share information, because that is one of the things that allowed this to happen. Centralization of medical learning under a few guidelines. We have the Politburo theory of science now, where you can't just publish something that's your ideas based on what you saw and let other people decide whether it's true or not. We have a few people at the top that decide before it even is published whether it's true and then whether it can be out there or not. That's the problem. We don't have good medical and scientific transparency. It's completely corrupt how we do publishing for science. That's number one. And so we have to take that back. We can't. You know, as physicians and scientists, you can't let them redefine our language like cases. You know, we can't do that. Cases were always sick people. Now suddenly it's a positive test. That is also what allowed this to do. It's a lot of little things, but we need everybody standing up. The problem here is people were not, they just didn't believe. They did not believe they're being under attack. I think a lot of people still don't. And until we get them to believe, we can't take it back. But that's why the Ottawa truckers and the people, the USA convoy now, it's so obvious that we're not alone. And I think the more we do that and the more we support these guys, but I'm not joking. We need an InfoWars for medicine and science. Maybe
no,
we need you to help us do that.
I mean, I totally agree, Doc. And the way you started the interview an hour ago is the way you ended. It's about grassroots action. It's about awakening, and it's about realizing we are under attack. So we've got this great infrastructure in InfoWars. I'm trying to hammer people that run live shows. I agree. Maybe you should host or help us have seven nights a week, an hour of doctors uncensored saying what they want to say to the American people. That is a genius idea. Doctor, thank you. Dr. Lee Merritt, people can find your great work at TheMedicalRebel.com. And by the way, the way weird fate works, you haven't been on in 3-4 months, and you're about to be on with a guest host, Kate Daly, coming up in about 25 minutes. So that's how synergy and serendipity works and fate works. Thank you so much, Doc.
Hey, thank you.
Amazing lady. And, man, has she been on target. You know, that's who we have on, is the people that have been proven right over and over again. And, boy, has she been frighteningly accurate? Speaking of Kate Daly, she takes over right now. Thank you all for your support. Please spread all the articles, all the videos. Without you, we fail.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. And that's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you. You know, I love how we both wanted Dr. Merritt in the house today. She has important messages, and I'm really happy to bring her on with me right after this segment. But I am so glad to be here today, and I have something to say today that probably is not going to merit me a lot of popularity. I want to start off saying that I have enjoyed watching the Freedom Games going on in Ottawa much more than the Beijing Games. And it's not to diss the athletes. I'm sure they worked very, very hard. I think people are so exhausted about what's been going on in this country and all around the world that the games are something that's kind of an afterthought for a lot of people. I know I haven't even hardly tuned in at all. But here's the thing that I want to point out about Ottawa, that most people aren't going to do this. Men will not publicly recognize what I'm about to say because they won't. They won't do this for themselves. And women won't offer this observation up anytime soon. And I just want to recognize the fact that who is saving our liberty right now? Who's in the fight? Who's really trying out there and making the most difference? In the United States, it's firefighters, police, it's pilots standing together. Male-dominated careers. In Canada, it's truckers. Truckers are 90% male. Women won't acknowledge this. We've been trained to think of this in sort of a, you know, women power. The media is doing everything they can do to make sure that you think that all women are saving the world all the time and yada, yada, yada. And I think it's bogus. I think it's the most ridiculous storyline narrative that we have. When it comes to the heavy lifting, and I'm not saying women aren't wonderful because they are, and they are making huge differences. Look at the women doctors. Look at the people speaking out. But as Hollywood and media want you to think it's a small group of, you know, liberal women and some lesbians, let's face it, saving the world in every single movie, everything fostering that girl power mantra, it's many wonderful husbands and fathers out there that are not backing down and that are them making the most productive changes and sticking in the fight and making sure that Justin Trudeau Castro is on his heels running from this and looking like the dictator that he is. Kind of glad that's happening, actually. Women are in the fight, too, but it's groups of men banding together, hardworking, middle-class, male-dominated careers that are saying no for the rest of the world right now. This is so much more exciting to me than the Olympics, but I want to give credit where credit is due because it's so rarely given, especially right now in our society as we stand right now. Our young boys need to know this. Our young boys need to hear this message. And so to the men out there caring about their families and don't want to be a guinea pig in this very, very dangerous series of shots, we may not win this war in the long run. I get it. But the fight is going on, and the fight is the story that will be told. And when we tell the story of Blovid, we need to give credit where credit is due. And I know that if a man brings this up, he'll be villainized for it, so I'm going to do it. But I thank you for all that you're doing to help everyone's liberty, and it's going largely unnoticed by a lot of people because they're afraid to say it. But I thank the men out there for standing up. I also want to say, that Justin Trudeau Castro needs to just keep on being himself. Because you know what? He is scaring his own supporters, and it's wonderful to see. And just like, you know, they have it reported car accidents now, you know, where they acknowledge whether or not somebody was wearing a seatbelt, whether it mattered or not. I want in every single death notice and every single death article, I want some sort of acknowledgement about whether they took the shots or not. It's only fair, right? I mean, as far as the seatbelt goes, they always have to acknowledge that ever since they started forcing and compelling us to wear seatbelts. Well, I want to make sure that people are recognized when they take all of the shots and what happens to them. I think it's fair. Don't you? Anyway, I also wanted to mention this. Next week, I'll be talking about the reproductive problems with the shots, and I'm going to have on a fantastic doctor to talk about that with me, hopefully. And I also wanted to mention that the sterilization that went on, that one certain doctor founded, he founded it in a series of shots. The shots had to be a series. It couldn't just be one shot. One shot was about contraception, but it had to be a series of shots that actually performed complete sterilization that was irreversible. This is really important to know because that doctor died mysteriously 2 years ago. So I'll be talking about that next week. And I also wanted to give you a little bit of an update before I bring Dr. Merritt on. I had Christopher Fulton, the author, on for the book, The Inheritance. And the reason I was telling you to get this book is that it was so fascinating in peeling back some layers of the story of Kennedy's massacre, of his assassination, in areas that we might not think are something to even look at. I look at Marilyn Monroe, and the reason I brought her up, we didn't go into a lot of detail in that hour with Christopher Fulton, but this is really important to know. She came out of nowhere, Norma Jean Baker. She really wasn't that much to look at. She really wasn't noticeable on the side of the street. You wouldn't have stopped a car or even honked a car for Norma Jean Baker. But in a time when the CIA was actively producing MK Ultra and all obviously, producing a lot of people in the media and in Hollywood that would penetrate, not only the media, CBS and Hollywood and everywhere else, we came up with Marilyn Monroe. She was created. In the book, The Inheritance, Christopher Fulton, the author, who spent time in prison because he has the Oval Office tapes and a watch that was very, very crucial that the CIA wanted. The reason that his book was important is it peeled back some layers of Marilyn Monroe. Was she a mule for information between Russia and the United States? Was she used? And, you know, we tend to think of her as the, you know, sexual dynamo. And of course, that's all Kennedy wanted from her. But, you know, when you are dealing with the star of the day and you're a president of the United States, kind of interesting that he would pick her, somebody that's very, very visible, right? Well, I just wanted to kind of share the little notion that maybe she was a lot more to the CIA than just a little sex kitten for JFK. Maybe there was a lot more to that story in that she was engineered, in that she was somebody that produced information. And I would suspect that several of the women coming in and out of the White House that we all thought were just affairs were also mules for information. That book brought up kind of a layer that I hadn't even considered or thought about before. And I wanted to share that with you because when we're lied to, boy, they do it good. They lie to us on every single corner about every single thing. And in my 10 years of radio, let me just tell you, the one thing I have found is don't trust anything, question everything. Because when you look at Marilyn Monroe, obviously she was knocked off for a reason. And was that reason because she was a deliverer of that information between Russia and the United States? Very interesting theory. Also, the watch that he was wearing. Did you know that Lyndon Johnson, Secret Service and his own Secret Service stripped him of all the jewelry he had on him right before he was to get in the limousine? They said it was to test for nuclear activity. But the problem was they never gave anything back to him. They didn't want him wearing any jewelry because they didn't want any remnants of those bullets hitting the jewelry and staying in the jewelry. Well, on their way to the car, actually, or in the hotel room, I think, right before they got into the car, Jackie presented him with a watch that she had gotten out of a service. It was being serviced. It was an anniversary gift. And you can tell in the photos that he's wearing this particular watch. That watch had certain bullet fragments, certain fragments that they didn't want to leak out because, on the information that is, because it would tell the tale of who actually killed Kennedy. Those fragments, those mercury fragments located in that watch, the piece of evidence that they wanted so bad from Christopher Fulton and threw him in prison for almost a decade, it was really important to the story of JFK. We must know how they do things. We have to look beyond the story and catch every single item of that story and question it. Because I think that if you want to know how they're doing this today and their little game plan and what they're doing, there's a lot of things we can study. There's a lot of things we can learn from. But the things that I want to be able to learn from are how they tell the lies and what they do to interject the narrative and also sell us on the lies. And the Inheritance book is great for that, so I highly recommend it. I'm going to come back on with Dr. Lee Merritt. We're going to be talking about shedding specifically and the new HIV narrative that seems to dominate the headlines, because I want to know why. There's always a reason why. Are they injecting HIV/AIDS? Guess we'll talk to Dr. Merritt about that. But I will be right back, of course, with the awesome Dr. Lee Merritt, who helped me so much in my own personal situation. What a wonderful frontline doctor she is. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host today. And a big thank you to Alex for having Dr. Merritt on, because I asked Dr. Merritt probably, a week ago, hey, I need you with me. I need you to come on the show today. So definitely serendipity here. And I think Dr. Merritt has many, many important messages that we all need to hear. She's been on my speed dial, my own personal speed dial, many, many times, and I really appreciate all that she's done to sound the alarm bell, to make sure people understand what's going on. She completed the orthopedic surgery residency in the United States Navy and served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon. Dr. Merritt has been in private practice of orthopedic and spinal surgery since 1995 and is the past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. What a powerful voice. The website, themedicalrebel.com. Welcome, Dr. Merritt. How are you?
Well, thanks very much for having me. Yeah, this is just by accident.
Right?
You asked me, I didn't realize it was the same day.
You know what? I love it. I love that people agree. Yeah, it's fantastic. Are you kidding me? I wanted to ask, you know, a lot of questions about shedding and about what the vaccinated are doing to the unvaccinated, because I keep my email box is literally blowing up with people wanting to know, hey, I'm spending a lot of time around vaccinated family and I'm getting sick all the time. I would love to hear you out on this subject. And I'm so sorry if you covered this with Alex, because I did not listen to that hour. So I apologize.
I think the two things that I always think about, because you and I started this whole conversation on shedding years ago on your Utah show, and we also talked about what to do. Like we talked about your husband when he was in the hospital, about what to do to try and save him from the clutches of the hospital. Boy, that's becoming a big issue, and I think that's something we could talk about. But yeah, the whole thing about shedding. First of all, it's not that we don't know something about this. They hid from us for a long time, but we were able to unearth stuff. There was a European Medical Association meeting in 2008 where they talked about this. It's a long time ago, because this is a problem that they recognized. The vaccine researchers and the FDA and the European Medical Association recognized that was happening to people in these test programs for these genetic agents. And this is how we know the real name of these. They're not vaccines. They're viral-based genetic therapies, or VBGTs. That's what they call them. So they know about this, and they didn't tell us. When we started having all these, they're still not telling us, right? When we're still having all these questions, we still have questions, but we've learned some things. So there's no question that they knew that shedding existed. The issue is they don't know what's coming off people. Isn't that wonderful? They just put this onto billions of people, and they can't tell us really what people are shedding. They said, well, could be viral, could be genetic, or it could be some recombination. That's really, really comforting to me. I assume it is to you, too. So,
yeah.
So, but they do say it usually is in a 10-week window. Usually, because the problem here is if you're elderly or not, and it's not really about age, it's about your immune system. If your immune system is not functioning very well, you can become chronically infected and chronically shed these things. Now, that's part of it. They believe that it comes off in two waves, and they say that from the way they want you to study, this wasn't written to doctors or treating people. This was written to their own pharmaceutical researchers. And what they tell you is, if you're going to be using this kind of, if you're going to be doing these studies, here's how you test people for shedding. That starting on day one, and, you know, for a week, every day for a week or 10 days. And then after that, they want you to test these people weekly until they have 3 weeks where they don't shed. Okay. And the testing does not appear to have anything to do with your breathing. You're not shedding this stuff by breathing on people. So don't, people shouldn't be afraid to go to the grocery store. That's not how you get shed upon. It's being in close contact with people. So I know multiple cases now where somebody is in a group of people, or they have family, and they get shed upon, and then that whole group or their family come down with classic COVID, classic symptoms of what we consider COVID, which is, cough, shortness of breath, sometimes hospitalization, fever.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah. So it clearly transmits not only to the person being shed upon, but some other person. And I will tell you, the ugly part about this, if you go back, this is the piece of information that when I was on a podcast over a year ago, and Robert Malone was on that podcast with me, you could tell he didn't want me talking about it. And it was a piece of research done in Australia called Self-Disseminating Vaccines for Emerging Infectious Diseases. And essentially what they did is they wanted to get rid of, apparently it's kind of funny, I don't know that we had this in the Midwest in America, but I'm talking to people in Australia, this is true. They have these outbreaks of mice. And these mice will just suddenly, your whole barn will be filled with mice. So they claim that they're worried about some disease breaking out. Hasn't, but they worry about it. So they want to get rid of some of these mice. Well, how are they going to do it? They can't shoot them. They can't trap enough. You know, they have to do something. So they came up with these self-disseminating immunogenic contraceptives. So you inject the mice, you get enough, you trap enough mice, and you vaccinate them with this stuff. And if you look at the way the stuff is made, it's made like the J&J vaccine. It's a DNA vaccine made with a replicant deficient virus. I can go into the technicalities of this, but it doesn't matter. It's like the J&J vaccine. And they vaccinated a group of these mice. It sterilizes the female mice by damaging their ovaries. But then these mice go out and they run around, and they are apparently very gregarious animals. You see them in all these big clusters. And so they rub up against all these other mice, and now they become sterile. And then they go out and rub up even against a bigger group of mice, which becomes sterile, and then it kind of fizzles out in the population. And I think that's what we're seeing. I hate to say it. I think that's what we're seeing. Now, because in addition to just not feeling good, what are we really seeing? Women, my friend Christiane Northrup, and keep in mind I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so this isn't my field, but Christiane Northrup is a world-famous OBGYN doctor, and she told me, she says, we are seeing all these women, and I've had people complain to me about that, women that are having menstrual irregularities. Suddenly they were normal for 10, 15 years of their reproductive life, and then suddenly they're having two periods a month or three periods or unrestrained bleeding, or they slough the inside of their uterus. And then we're having elderly women that are postmenopausal. Well, I shouldn't say elderly. I'll put myself in that category. That then start bleeding. And then we have people who are...
No small thing, right, Dr. Merritt? I mean, they're trying to shove this and myocarditis off as something that's just, it happens. No big deal. This is not a small thing. This is huge.
This is not a small thing either. Huge, because guess what? They're also having little girls down to age 2 start to bleed. Now, what Christiane Northrup says is when you see this kind of behavior, you're seeing damage to a woman's reproductive system. Something, now, I'm not saying it's irreversible, but you're seeing something happening that's not good. It's not good. So what's happening here? And here is the potential worst case scenario, but they can't rule it out. And that's the problem when you foist something, no matter, I don't think their intentions were good. Let's back up. I don't think the CEO of Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna all got together and say, we really need to help the world with this. No, I think they for 5 years or 10 years had said, I think we got a way of getting people to take our product. We'll get the government to force them to take our product. We'll scare the heck out of them, So I don't think this is done. But let's suppose just for a minute, even forgetting that the motive, you should not foist people to take something when you haven't really worked out the details. And most of the details have not been worked out.
We're going to come right back more with Dr. Lee Merritt. We'll talk a little bit more about the HIV. Why is this popping up in the news all the time? We'll talk about shedding. And also in the paperwork that Pfizer released, there was something very interesting called occupational transference. We'll come back. We'll talk about that, too. I'll be right back. Kate Daly.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality herbal food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs that affordable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I go live right after this every day, 3 hours a day. And I welcome you back. I have Dr. Lee Merritt with me. And let me just say this. In the documentation that Pfizer is forced to release now, because they wanted to wait 75 years. Yeah, and there's nothing creepy about that. Trust the science. In that documentation, it said occupational transference. I think it was Section 8.3, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Merritt, and it was occupational transference. They were very, very worried about what the spike protein would do and how it could shed on people in your household, and that it could be done through touch. It could be done through saliva, and they were going to keep tabs on this. Of course, they never did. They never did keep tabs on this. They're not keeping tabs on anything because they don't want the truth to come out. So when they say safe and effective, it means they looked at it for about 5 seconds and went, it's safe and effective. And so this shot, this occupational transference, it's not like Pfizer didn't actually admit that there was going to be a problem with shedding. There was going to be a problem from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated in this, right?
Right, right. And you should look at, that article that they sent to their researchers. Whom did they think they should protect? It was neonates, right, the elderly, and the immune compromised. Whom did they push these vaccines on? This is not an accident. They're pushing it on our children and the elderly and immune compromised. They told us it was safe in pregnant women, and what did we find out when the actual data came out? Even though, and by the way, they tried to hide it in the actual data by misinterpreting the data. This is what they do. They change the definition. Like in the hospitals right now, you're not vaccinated if you've had two vaccines and are 13 days out of the second vaccine. You're considered unvaccinated. So by changing the definition, you could change the outcomes in these papers. And what they've done is they tried to change things so that it just didn't show up. Like it was a problem of how we define miscarriage. Okay. And I'm not an OBGYN doctor, but I can tell you my friends who are experts in this said they claimed it was a 19% fetal loss or something like that in the first trimester. And it turned out to be 83% to 87%. So it's four times the fetal loss in the first trimester to vaccinated mothers. And we're seeing infertility, and we're seeing all sorts of things that go along with what we saw with this bleeding and this abnormal problems that we're seeing, and it's down to children. So think about how horrible this can be. This is not, you cannot say this is by accident. It's a crime against humanity. Wolfgang Wodarg and Dr. Yeadon talked about the infertility problem before it even came out. They said, in theory, this is going to make proteins that's going to bind with your uterus in the placenta. And so pregnant women may lose their babies. You can't bring this out. We need to have more testing before you do this. And they ignored all this, you see. So they knew about it, and they ignored it, and they purposely are attacking the infirm, the people that they think are, let's face it, we've seen this term before, kind of the useless mouth breathers, people that are only taking money from the government, they're not contributing. They don't like that. And I'm not, I can't speak to motive. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not inside their head, but this is what it sure looks like to me. So it's really, really ugly. And how do we take care of ourselves here? Here's one of the problems, and the saddest thing in this whole thing could be, in my opinion, is let's say that you're a grandmother, and I hear this all the time. Grandma is told by her children, oh, you can't see your grandchild until you come get a vaccine, because they're totally bought into this. They haven't even done the due diligence, as I said earlier on Alex's segment, of looking at this like a used car. Read something outside of what the car dealer is telling you, okay? They're just listening to the car dealer, in this case, the pharmaceutical sellers. That's what the 95% was. That isn't a real number that shows up anywhere. That's just propaganda. So they're just listening to them and just running out and getting this vaccine for themselves and their children. But let's just think about this. So grandma wants to see her grandchildren. So she takes the vaccine against her will, but she takes it, and then she goes, and what does she do? She could shed on her 10-year-old granddaughter, render her sterile. Is that what's going on? You see, when you don't test, you don't know. And that's right. That is the point of that paper that I bring up about the mice, because that's exactly what happened with them. They shed and transferred infertility to other mice. So so many people want to give them every benefit of the doubt, and they want to say, oh, it was an emergency, and so they did all this just to help the emergency. This was an emergency with a 99.8% survival rate in the world. Okay?
Yes.
So this is not that big an emergency, And this year, we're seeing a 42% increase in all-cause mortality. Now, why is that happening? Because these things are toxic to your immune system for a variety of reasons. And it's going to get that, that we have not begun to see the avalanche of death and disability from these things yet. So
absolutely,
stand by.
It's not a pandemic. pandemic. It's not a pandemic if the only people dying, they're not peeling off on the street, they're only dying in the ICU on an experimental drug called remdesivir with a ventilator. That is not a pandemic by any means. And I hope people are starting to realize that they did not go to more funerals in the last 2 years than they've ever gone to in their life. We are not in a situation that we can even call pandemic, not even close, yet they're getting away with it in the press, and they'll never, ever go back, and they'll always call it a pandemic. But we really need to cut through and see the truth. Did you want to comment on why we're seeing so many HIV articles? Because I know in the last segment we'll talk about what you can do to keep yourself safe throughout the rest of this flu season. But what about the HIV articles that are suddenly cropping up? Because we know this is where Fauci made his big debut, was in AIDS. Very interesting that it's cropping up right now.
And Prince Harry suddenly saying, oh, you should all, even you people that are not gay and no drug abuse, you should go out and get tested for AIDS. What does he know, right? Well, let me just, as I told, and I think Alex remembered this, that I said this a long time ago. This is how I knew it was a bioweapon. This paper was published in January of 2020. It was forcibly withdrawn, but it was out there, and people could have read it. People in science should have known about it, that there were four artificial HIV inserts into the spike protein. Okay, that came out of the lab. So what are they doing there? Well, it may have nothing to do with those, okay? There's a lot of reasons this thing could be damaging your immune system. The graphene oxide, the known cationic lipids, there's lots of things. And the known micro, here's what they did, to be very honest. It's not that they just didn't know about the shedding, that they didn't know that they were willing to go through that and miss that. They also don't really know when it sounds good to say, oh, we're using mRNA technology, but what are they really doing? Unfortunately, this is one of those things when you screw around with the basic DNA, RNA of life, and you screw around with these very complicated algorithmic kind of things that happen in the body that are very dependent on, you know, lots of little moving parts and lots of mRNAs and DNAs that are just, it's like this well choreographed dance that God created, and now man's trying to screw around with it. And like that old commercial for the butter, that the fake butter was, it's not good to fool Mother Nature. So they've got these things that are called microRNAs. So they make it sound like they're giving you this one little bit of RNA that'll make the spike protein. That's not true. They admit now there are other RNAs in there. And some of these are called self-amplifying RNAs, and they're microRNAs, and these act at a very upstream level to change your overall response, your immune response somehow. And the issue is they don't really have it all nailed down. How? You know, they know they're doing some things. They know, by the way, that they had to decrease your immune response in order to get this stuff to stay around long enough to have any effect. They know they had to decrease your immune response to get it into your genetic material to produce the spike protein. And for genetic therapies and cancer therapies, which these were designed to be, they know they had to decrease your immune response in order to get it into your nucleus, which MIT and other researchers now say is happening. So this is not by accident. They decreased our immune response. And what's a decreased immune response? It's called acquired immunodeficiency. You know, it's not like that's a new, that's a descriptive term. It's not like malaria or, you know, brucellosis named for some bacterium. It's a syndrome. And you can have congenital, meaning you were born with an immune deficiency. You can have an acquired immune deficiency that happens later in life. And they're just giving it now a cutesy name, VAIDS, as opposed to AIDS, and making it sound like, oh, it's just something that happens. You know, it's like the issue of sexual contact between men and women. And now they've come out with a new syndrome called winter vagina. Because women are having...
That note. We'll come right back with Dr. Lee Merritt. Wow.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guest host Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, the wonderful Dr. Lee Merritt, frontline doctor. And you can go to themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com to get more information. She covers so many topics there and also can give great help on how you can prepare for this season. But Dr. Merritt, we can't let winter vagina go. I mean, what in the hell? You really need to comment on this. Winter vagina.
Well, They're making up diseases to explain what they're seeing as a consequence of these damaging vaccines. So a man takes a vaccine and his wife gets a vaginal outbreak of a virus or a rash or something that's painful, and now it's winter vagina. Another example. Now we have all this chest pain that these guys are getting, mostly guys, but other people. It's now post-COVID stress syndrome. Okay.
And snow shoveling is dangerous. Now it raises your cardiovascular, like rolling dough or taking a walk or having sex. People are just going to peel off and die, and they're just going to say that now they're just in cardiovascular, you know, a hell or nightmare or something, and they'll never contribute it to the shot, will they?
Yeah, there it is. Cold weather can cause winter vagina.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. It's unbelievable. But you see, the point is that they're changing the language and they're trying. And I just don't think it's going to work this time. I think enough people. But we need to realize, though, that history can be changed in a couple generations. You know, it doesn't take long for people to forget the truth. We have to keep speaking the truth. And every time we speak the truth, then somebody else is empowered to speak the truth. It's really important to take back our language here. And that's, you know, I'm trying to think of another one. There's been a bunch of these things. But they're trying to normalize heart attacks in children. And that's what I would say is, even one of my favorite commenters, Nolte at Breitbart, who usually writes great articles, he got suckered into this. It's the unvaccinated pandemic in the hospitals right now. No, the people they're getting sick are not getting sick with COVID per se. They're getting sick and they're vaccinated, but they're not defining them as vaccinated. So you have to be really cautious about when they change the definition things. And that's what's happening. So,
yeah, and like Dr. Judy Mikovits says, she said, you know, these are mysomatic kind of machines that you can put anything into. This is why I was asking you about HIV. And all of a sudden now, you know, we're looking at, well, actually, let me talk about this, because you made a great point, and I want to expand on this a little bit. You said it's so delicate, and whatever they're doing in this to take down our immune system systematically through a series of shots, when they added squalene, the oil emulsifying squalene, to the anthrax shot and started giving it to our servicemen, they started calling it Gulf War syndrome, and they never stopped giving that shot, regardless of the fact that we never had an anthrax scare amongst our military. But they keep giving those shots, and it affected us mentally. It affected their immune systems, most importantly. And they started adding that squalene to the flu shots. And so this is really interesting, because when you take an ingredient and you start injecting people with it, and then you have to call it something to get away with doing it, and you're hurting people's health and mental health, there's a problem with this, obviously. We're all going to agree. And so we don't know what is exactly in this shot. I don't think we'll ever have all of the information. Do you?
Well, only if they come clean and let out the research data. You know, they don't have to tell you right now. What they have to do is only tell you that part that they are claiming efficacy for, and that's the spike protein. So they can tell you it's the mRNA that produces a spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, and that's bad enough. That alone should have stopped people from wanting to take it, once you understand that that was the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 is an artificially created toxic nanoparticle. But there are other things that we did know about. We knew about they didn't label the squalene in a way that most people would recognize it, but it is in there. But they did label PEG, for example, polyethylene glycol. It's given, and we have 10 times the number of anaphylaxis reported than we did in any other vaccine ever rolled out. But they don't care about the numbers. They don't care about the numbers. And let's be honest, they don't care about the data. And that's why they can hide things. And you have to be really careful when you look at the data. That's the one thing they can't hide. That's why I like all-cause mortality as an indicator of what's going on. And I think I learned this from you, because in 2020, with the year of the great pandemic, you pointed out that you looked at cemeteries and funeral homes, and they were not increasing their capacity, right? If we had this huge pandemic, why aren't we not building more cemeteries, right? So that's an interesting point. So the all-cause mortality in 2020 was not up. In fact, after we talked, I went back and looked at it. It took a while for the numbers to show up, but at the UN collects total mortality data, and the mortality data in 2020 was 7.612 per 100,000 per year, or per 1,000 per year. And that's below every year from 1950 to 2015. Okay, so we did not have increased all-cause mortality in 2020, but we are having it for sure in 2021. Now, I get into this debate sometimes with one of my sons who's in medicine, and the argument is, oh, that database is wrong, or that calculation is wrong. You know, you can maybe say that about one thing, but in law, unlike medicine now, medicine, we apparently just look at individual things and never create a pattern. But in law, they look at the preponderance of evidence. And if you look at the preponderance of evidence here on all fronts, you're seeing athletes die like you've never seen these things before. It's not that we don't see soccer players with cardiac problems in the past, but not like this. You'd have to go back 40 years and add a bunch of years together to see this many problems. And we've seen the celebrities. We see the ONS data out of England saying there's an increase, serious increase in all-cause mortality. Now we have insurance companies saying there's serious increase in all mortality. We have nurses squeaking out in the hospital and saying these are the vaccinated. It's the preponderance of evidence. We need to pay attention here. All-cause mortality.
Ours is the male high, and theirs is just believe us, right?
Yeah, and you know, this comedian, I don't wish anybody to have a problem. I don't wish ill on anybody. But you know, she's making fun of the anti, what they and they make these words up to be derogatory, the anti-vaxxers. She's clearly making fun of them. She's making fun of Christians. And then it happens to her. We'll see if she has an epiphany here, because she hit hard enough to break her skull. You know?
We have just a few minutes left, and I wanted to give the audience, what are the five things they should be taking right now to keep their immune system up, in your opinion? What should they have in their arsenal?
Well, and actually, that's why I put together my immune stack on my website, if you can support me. But it does happen to have a couple things. So, you know, antioxidate your life. You know, and this is not just about supplements. It's about eating correctly, exercising, do the things that you it's not the time to eat junk food. And junk food with bad oils increases inflammation. So you need to live the anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And there's lots of literature about that. I put some things on my website about that. But the other thing is, there are certain things we know about this vaccine, for example, and in general, methylation. Methylation goes down after you take the vaccine, and methylation is what's critical for protecting you against a lot of things, neurologic problems, cancer. So I have in mind betaine, which is trimethylglycine. It's not only a glycine donor, it's a methyl donor, and you need both of those things. Selenium. Here's a hot tip. The Fauci guys were giving AZT, right? They gave AZT, and the gay community has a little bit of a heart attack with the Fauci and those guys, because they said they killed a lot of us, and that's what happened. They killed a lot of gay people during that period of time with this overdose on these toxic chemicals. But other researchers at the same time had noticed that for some reason, people that had selenium seemed to protect the T lymphocytes. And so they started giving people selenium, and those people never progressed from positive test for HIV to AIDS. Or they did, it was less than 90%. I mean, it was 90% were protected, essentially. Yeah. So it dropped it from 100% to 10% or a lot. So the point is that selenium helps. And I heard Dr. Buttar early on in this whole thing saying selenium was birth control for viruses. Even if the viruses don't exist as we think, selenium is doing something really good. Now, you don't want to overdose on that. You know, and then I honestly, vitamin C, you can't beat vitamin C. Saunas are a great thing. You have to be a little bit concerned about the EMF in some of them, but most of them, I mean, the 20-minute hot sauna helps you purge. One of the great things you can do for your immune system, again, it's not a supplement that you buy, it's just a lifestyle. Confine your eating to a 10-hour window. There's a lot of evidence that that improves your immune system. Fasting actually even more. You want to go on a fast for a week. You know, there's the Prolon diet that a guy devised, which you can find all sorts of. Blanking on his name right now, but it's called the Fasting Handbook. He wrote the Obesity Code up in Canada. He's a Canadian physician, and so he's got all about fasting and the benefits to your immune system. This is the kind of things we should be doing, not taking.
Now,
toxic agents like remdesivir.
You've got this. We're out of time, but you've got all of this on themedicalrebel.com. I really encourage you to go there. Also, it's at katedalyradio.com, too. Thank you so much, Dr. Merritt. What a gem you are. Dr. Lee Merritt.
Thanks.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.